A reading from the prophet Isaiah. About Zion, I will not be silent. About Jerusalem, I will not grow weary, until her integrity shines out like the dawn, and her salvation flames like a torch. The nations then will see your integrity, all the kings your glory, and you will be called by a new name, one which the mouth of the Lord will confer. You are to be a crown of splendor in the hand of the Lord, a princely diadem in the hand of your God. No longer are you to be named forsaken, nor your land abandoned, but you shall be called my delight, and your land the wedded. For the Lord takes delight in you, and your land will have its wedding, like a young man marrying a virgin. So will the one who built you wed you. And as the bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so will your God rejoice in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your dynasty
reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul reached Antioch in Pisidia, he stood up in the synagogue, held up a hand for silence, and began to speak. Men of Israel and fearers of God, listen. The God of our nation Israel chose our ancestors and made our people great when they were living as foreigners in Egypt. Then by divine power he led them out. Then he made David their king, of whom he approved in these words, I have selected David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will carry out my whole purpose. To keep his promise, God has raised up for Israel one of David's descendants, Jesus, as Saviour, whose coming was heralded by John, when he proclaimed a baptism of repentance for the whole people of Israel. Before John ended his career, he said, I am not the one you imagine me to be. That one is coming after me, and I am not fit to undo his sandal. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Caesar Augustus issued a decree for a census of the whole world to be taken. The census, the first, took place while Quintilius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to be registered. So Joseph set out from the town of Nazareth in Galilee and travelled up to Judea, to the town of David called Bethlehem, since he was of David's house and line, in order to be registered together with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have the child, and she gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. In the countryside close by, there were shepherds who lived in the fields and took it in turns to watch their flocks during the night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Listen, I bring you good news of great joy, a joy to be shared by the whole people. Today in the town of David, a Savior who has been born to you. He is the King, the Christ Lord. And there is a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, with the angel, there was a great throng of the heavenly host, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace to men who enjoy his favor." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When Father Anthony rang me the other day and said, "Would you say a few words for us?" And he stressed, "a few words." I felt very honored. So my first thing is, Happy Christmas, everybody. Happy Christmas. Now, because I spent some years teaching, the next thing I'm going to do is a typical teacher. I'm going to ask you a question. Now, you're quite safe. I'm not going to ask you what your answer. One of my pupils is sitting there grinning at me now. I'm going to ask you a question. There's no one answer, and there's no right answer. But I'll let you know what my answer to the question is. So are you ready? What is has been the most important day in your life so far? Well, just think of that. What has been the most important day in your life so far? I'd love to hear what the answers are, but we haven't time for that. Can I tell you my answer? 26th of June, 1941. I was born in the front bedroom of 3 Chatsworth Gardens in Billingham, in County Durham. And why do I think that's the most important day of my life? Because if that day hadn't happened, I wouldn't be here. It's amazing, isn't it? We just take it for granted. And somebody says, "Happy birthday to you." Well, yes, of course, yeah. Now, we human beings have been around on the planet for the thick end of 1 million years. But it was only about 40,000 years ago that we became clever enough to ask the question, what is it all about? Who made this earth? Who made the sun? Who made me? And a few thousand years ago, those people in Israel, the Jews, They believed God had spoken to them and told them he was coming. They had no idea what he was going to be like when he came, and they could hardly believe it when it turned out to be a baby. A baby? But King Herod, he was very threatened by this baby. As far as he was concerned, there was only room for one king in Israel, and that king was Herod. And so that awful account, he ordered his soldiers to kill all the baby boys up to the age of 2. So the mystery of who God is was partly revealed on that night 2,000 years ago in the lovely little town of Bethlehem. My first memory of going to Bethlehem, I went into a shop to buy these lovely things they make of olive wood. And the two men making the olive wood crosses and running the shop were eating their supper. And I went in and said, maybe sit down and share the supper with them. They'd never met me from Adam. That was a wonderful act of kindness, a wonderful act of welcome. So birthdays are great times, aren't they? It's Jesus' birthday. It's God's birthday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.